19 Posuk. Vateret basparoi lirchoi tzalai oil. Vateret sateivo vatishlach es amoso vatikocher. Steht im Medrash, Basia basparoi was a mitzaraas. She went down to the oil to go and have a bath because she was a mitzaraas. Kiven shenaga bateivo nisrapis. As soon as she touched the table of Moshe Rabbeinu, Nisrapis, a person wants to see what type of a spar you get for a little ka'ula which a person has. What did she do? She stretched out her hand to go and pick up that little cradle in the water. Nothing more than that. What was her schar? She was a mitzaraas. Tzaraas is a machla which has no refuah. It has no refuah if you do a little kula, a little chesed. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives you the gewaltige schar. Steht, es yoda nishtarve bo yoda amois habe. She had a nest. What did she do? She stretched out her hand and she had a ness, it became Amois Harbor. A person wants to see what a little pu'ula can achieve. We say in davening, Al nisecho shem chol yoyim imonu. Al nifloisecho v'teivoisecho shem b'chol eis. Erev uvoike b'tzoroim. A person has an ability for Nisim v'niflois every single day. By doing what? Doing a little pull. A person thinks, to be zoicha, for Nisim you've got to do I don't know what. A person does a little pull. And nishtar v'bo yudo amois habe. Steht v'tiptach, v'tireo es hayeled, Vehine na boiche batach moilono. Steht in Medrash. Bo Gavriel vehike le Moshe kedei she yivke. Vetismale olavrach. The Ribbono Shel Olam sent down Gavriel HaMalach to give Moshe Rabbeinu a little smack. That he should start crying and see whether somebody has Rachmonis on him. Vatachmoil Ulof. And Basia Basparoi had Rachmonis. Let's try and understand what steht da. Moshe Rabbeinu was in a matzav of school. That's obvious. Paroi was Goyzer, Kolaben Ayiloi, Tayoi Votashlihu. He was in a gewaltige matzav of skon. What do you do when a person is achmon and it's not in a matzav of skon? What is he supposed to do? He is supposed to be ma'oire rachme. He's supposed to be ma'oire rachme. Somehow or other, to be ma'oire rachme shemayim. How are you ma'oire rachme shemayim? What do you do to be Ma'oire Rachmei Shomayim? A person who is Merach. A person who shows a sign of Rachmonis. That is Ma'oire Rachmei Shomayim. A person who's not strict and correct. You know, always claiming his own rights. Always strict, always correct. That is not Ma'oire Rachmei Shomayim. How are you Ma'oire Rachmei Shomayim? Batach Moel Olav. The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to see, is somebody going to have Rachmonis? If not, Chas V'Sholem, that would be the end of Moshe Rabbeinu and the end of everything. Batach Moel Olav. She had Rachmonis. and she was Ma'ayra Rachmei Shomayim, and in that way Moshe Rabbeinu was saved. Very frequently, a person is in a position where somebody comes to him who needs a little bit of rachmos, who needs a little bit of sympathy, perhaps a little bit of encouragement, whatever it is. A person doesn't understand the Ribbono Shel Olam is sending you an opportunity. He's sending you an opportunity that you should have rachmonos, because the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to have rachmonos on you. The only way he'll do it, if you can show in some way a slight sign of having rachmonos. So the Ribbono Shel Olam sends you messages. You know, we are not Nevi'im. We're not B'nai Nevi'im. The Ribbono Shel Olam does not talk to us directly, but he does send us messages. He sends us things which happen to us, which are messages from above. Sometimes he sends us a person who needs a bit of a pat on the back, a little a good word, whatever the encouragement is. A person thinks, he's troubling me. He's not troubling you, he's helping you. Because by that, if you can show a sign of rachmonus, the Ribbono Shel Olam will turn on the rachmonus on your behalf. Steht in Posuk, by the Maaseh Hasneh, Osurono ve'ere es hamare ha-godol hazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu sees there is a burning bush. He doesn't know what it is. So he turns round and he says, let's have a look. What's going on? Amare ha-godol hazeh, steht in Medrash. Gimel Persiois. Moshe Rabbeinu stepped 3 steps towards the snare to have a look. Madu ayiva asnep. Rishlokish oma. Loiposa. He didn't make one move. He never walked. Elot savoroi ikam. He turned his neck round. He did not walk. He turned his neck round a little bit to have a look. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nitzta'ato lirois. You have troubled yourself to have a look. Chayecho, I promise you, shagale lecho, you will have gilui shchit. Miyad, vayikro Hashem el Moshe mitoy chasne. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? What do you have to do for Gilui Shechina? A person thinks he's got to turn the world upside down before he can be zoichet anything. Moshe Rabbeinu made a little move. Either it was 3 steps towards a snare, or it wasn't 1 step. He turned his head round to have a look. Zok the Ribbono Shel Olam, I promise you, I will give you Gilui Shechina, miyad. You don't have to wait. You do a good pull. You do something. You want to see what does Ribbono Shel Olam want of me. If he shows me something, he wants something of me. What does he want of me? Miyad. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, Moshe, a sign of Loshen Chibur, to mention his name twice. How do you get that? By doing a little move in the right direction. A little move. You don't have to do big moves to get Schar. Steht in Medrash in Shir Shirim. Metzape HaKadosh Baruch Hu שאודם יעשס הצעד הורישוי. The Ribbono Shel Olam asks you make the first move. He doesn't ask you to make all the moves. He asks you make the first move. When you make the first move, I'll open to you Oitzrois Hashomayim, the Oitzrois of heaven. By what? By you making the first move. It's not a person thinks I've got to do it all. You've got to start in the right direction. You've got to start to make the first little move. If you make the first move, the Ribbono Shel Olam will do all the rest for you, and he'll open up the Oitzrois Hashomayim, the storehouses of heaven. He'll open up the heavens for you. Why? Because you made the first move in the right direction. You made the first move towards that what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to do. Is do a pusik in mishpotim. Ubosa basode treifo loy soy chayv. Lakelev tashlichun oisa. If you have a treifa, you all know what a treifa is. You can have a treifa behemoth, you can have a treifa chicken. What is a din? Lakelev tashlichun oisa. Throw it to the dogs. Tell you a very interesting kasha. You know, I've got a posuk lakelev tashlichu noisoi, and if you go to the butcher and ask him, tell me, what do you do with the treifa? They'll all tell you, I sell it to the goy. A kasha? Not a kasha.
It's the same.
Huh?
It's the same.
Yeah, a good one. Very good. Very good. But I don't quite think you'll be Mekayim or Mitzvahs Aseh with that. You might be gerecht in theory, but the Maisa, the Torah says, I must tell you, I found that kasha in the Sfasemes and Psochem. Sfasemes break the kasha. Why is it we don't, but that's not regea to me at this moment. Lelamed chod zok de medrash. Why do you give it to the dogs? Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu makapeach schar kol b'yom. The Ribbono Shel Olam does not hold back schar from any barrier. Dichsiv, lechol b'nei Yisroel l'yachratz kelev l'shoyna, when they went out of Mitzrayim, the dogs didn't bark. Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ten lois over. Give him his reward. Let's try and understand what's going on here. What was the greatest chus of not barking? State in Torah Tzmima, Hazay, is do a Gemara in Borekama when the Malach HaMoves is in town, klovim boichim. When the Malach HaMoves is in town, the dogs cry. Zogt the Torah Tzmima, at Makas Bechoyres, well, the Malach HaMoves was in town. They should have cried, they should have barked, they should have made a noise. They didn't make a noise. Because they didn't make a noise, we'll give them a reward. Now let's have a look, was Tutzotom, right? Klal Yisrael were going out, May Abdus Lachemus. They're going out, from the Shibut Mitzrayim, going out the Cherus. And can you imagine everybody's going with this Pekalach? Going out of Mitzrayim, got rid of the Gulas. What's enough Gavina if a dog's gonna be if you go down Leicester Road, Dot, Northumberland Street, and a dog barks, I don't think it'll make much enough Gavina. Not too much. Imagine you're going out of Mitzrayim. What do you gain? That the dog didn't bark. I'll tell you what you gain. A little bit more pleasant. Nothing more. I'm not scared of dogs in that sense. It's just a little more pleasant. Making something a little more pleasant, The Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'll give you a reward. Now let's have a look at this reward. If I would ask you, the dog in Mitzrayim, what Shaychas has he got the dog running down the street in Osnabrück? Do you think it's an einikul? In case you do, I don't think so. Right? Do you think it's the same type of dog? So what is it? It happens to be a kill. Zokteri boy neshaloi lam, you do a mitzvah. You make it pleasant for somebody. You're not doing any more, make something, give a little pleasure to somebody. You get schar for it. Who gets schar? You, your children, your angels. Ad bias goyen tzadik. Voraya, la kelev tashlichu noisoi. Till when? From the time of Mitzrayim till the time of Mashiach. They get a schar. Why do they get a schar? Because the Elter Seder, a few thousand years ago, gave a little bit more pleasure to somebody. Person wants to work out a little, making something a little more pleasant for somebody else. What schar is that for me? What schar is that for my children? What schar is that for my Einiklach, Biz Moshiach? Why? Because I gave a little bit of pleasure to somebody. We don't know how to assess what it means, a little pe'ula in the right direction. We always think we've got to do gewaldige meisim to toif something. A little nachas for somebody. A little encouragement, a little vote, gives you schar with all your einik lechad bias goyen tzedek. Steht a posuk, vayhi b'shalach paro yeso om, v'loi nocham elekim derech eres tzplishtim, ki koroi v'hi. What does it mean, ki koroi v'hi? What are you waiting for? You're waiting because it is at this moment too early. Zokti Yalkut. Koroiv ha-chesed she-osuk na'anim imovini yanku. Beshoa she-hubo likvura ve-osu le-mispein kuru. You know, in last week's Sedra, we talk about the Levaya of Yankov Ovinu, and they went to Goyra no Otor, then they made a big hesped there. What did those Knanim do? Heru be'etzma. One man, the Omer, says, they pointed a finger to the oven of Yaakov Avinu. In other words, a sign, covered atoyre towards Yaakov Avinu. So they pointed a finger. Zokte medrash, if already by pointing a finger they get a schar, Yisrael shoisim chesed im gedoleim bektaneim. Klal Yisrael who do chesed all the time, al achas kamo bekamo they get a schar. Let's have a look and analyze the schar for pointing a finger for kovadatu. Nothing more, I'm not doing anything. I'm pointing a finger to show that I appreciate the Kovodato. I'll tell you this. Kumt Moshe Rabbeinu with Klal Yisrael. With Gans Klal Yisrael, you want to know how many people there were? I'll give you an idea. There were Shishim Riboy, 600,000 people between 20 and 16. They were under 20s. They were over 60s, and they were all the women. Put it together, it was 2 to 3 million people. I think, according to my calculator, it's about 2 to 3 million people. They're coming with Moshe Rabbeinu, with Aaron HaKohen, coming to enter Eretz Yisrael. Sagt der Ribbono shel Olam, I'm sorry, you've got to wait. What have I got to wait for? The Knanim did a mitzvah. What did they do? They pointed a finger towards the Oren of Aaron, of Yaakov Avinu, which is a sign of Kovod HaTorah, Kovod of Yaakov Avinu. That schus is still there. From that time, you've got to wait another 40 years till you lost. Whatever the time was, you've got to wait here basically another 40 years. The time they were in the Midbar, you've got to wait till that schus runs out. What goes the schus? Pointing a finger towards the old. They never decided to change. They never decided to do anything. They wanted to point a finger towards Kovod HaTorah to show the appreciation they have, the respect they've got for Yaakov Avinu. That's chus. You can work out if you wish how long it was from that time till Yetzias Mitzrayim. Wasn't that long. And then they had to wait another 40 whole years. What for? Till the schar on that schus runs out. The person wants to assess a little bit. What kind of a schar do you get for a little move? I'm not talking about a big move. What type of schar does one get for making a little move for Kovod HaTorah? That the wait, Moshe Rabbeinu, or one of Mikolo Domilon of Godly Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm sorry, you've got to wait 40 years with Gantz Klal Yisrael before you can enter Eretz Yisrael, because they've got a schus which hasn't yet run out. Steht a Gemara in Soita. They came to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Vayiru ha-shoimrim ish yotze min ho'ir. They were trying to conquer Eretz Yisrael, spy Eretz Yisrael. Vayoimu her'onu mevoyoye. Show us the way we can get into the town. Vayar Eretz mevoyoye. So he showed them. What did he do? He pointed a finger. He didn't make a move. Go on it. You want to know how to get into the town over there? That's the way in Christmas. Zog di Gemara. Oy soy ho ir hagu. Well, when they went in to capture Eretz Yisrael, that person and his family, they sent out. That fellow went and he built a town. Vayikro Shema Luz. He built a town, he called it Luz. Hu Shema Ad Hayoyim Azer. That is Luz when the Tzoyvim Boy Tchelis. Kum Tzanchere Horusha. He could not tackle that town. He couldn't disturb. Kum Nebuchadnezzar. He couldn't be machriv it. Kum Tamalach Amores. He couldn't get into that town. The Malach HaMoves couldn't get in. Nobody could ever die in that town. So what happened? When people were too old and the time came, they had to go out of the town and then they died. A person wants to see what scar do you get for a little pointing of the finger. All he did was pointing a finger. For that little pointing of a finger, they got a Gebaldige Schar. Gebaldige Schar, what did he get a Schar? He built a town that the Malach HaMoves couldn't get into the town. We fail to assess what is the value of a little puller. Merechen is the big puller. What does it mean to do a little chesed, to show a little pleasure? to do a little mitzvah. What is it worth? Let me tell you over a Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Biladam ben Biladam was a king of Bavel. There was a day when Ochas or Ucha died, and the Ribbono Shel Olam cut the day down to 2 hours, that they shouldn't have time to be maspidim. When Chizkiyahu HaMelech became Ilam, and he became better again, the Ribbono Shel Olam added 10 hours to that day, the 10 hours he took off the day earlier. Kump Biladam sagte, my hi, what's going on here? Suddenly the day's got 10 hours longer. So they told him, Chizkiyahu became ill and he's better now. Sagte, if there's such a great thing happened, I've got to send him a letter. So he sent him a letter, Shloma to Chizkiyahu, Shloma to Yushalayim, Shloma to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Zogdi Gemara Nebuchadnezzar Rosha was the secretary of Bilam. At that time, Nebuchadnezzar wasn't there in the office. When he came in, he said to them, tell me, what was that letter? What was the nusach of the letter? So he told them exactly. So he said, I don't understand. You call the Ribbono Shel Olam and a call rabbi, and you write him third in line? First you give Sholem to Chizkiyahu, then Yerushalayim, then to the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you think he's an Echor Rabbah, you should write him there first. Zogte, yet bist gerecht. You're 100%. What should we do? Zogte, you gave us the Eitzah. You should now go to the Shliach and bring him back. Bring back that letter. So Nebuchadnezzar Rosha was the secretary. He was now told, go and raise the way he'll go and bring that letter back. Zogdi Gemara. He went 3 steps to Ribbono Shel Olam and sends Gabriel HaMalach to stop him. The Ribbono Shel Olam sent Gabriel HaMalach to stop it. Zogdi Gemara, why? If he would have made the 4th step, he would have the power to wipe out Klal Yisrael. He had the power to be machiv the Beis HaMikdash. How did he manage that? With the 3 steps he went to the covert of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Had he gone 4 steps, chas v'shalom, he could have wiped out Klal Yisrael. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm sending down Gabriel HaMalach to stop him going that 4th step. You can check the Gemara in Sanhedrin Tzadibur. Nebuchadnezzar did not just lift a finger. He didn't go 3 steps, he ran. He ran lekovod haboyre. If you run lekovod haboyre, your schar, it's impossible to tell you the type of schar you're going to get. What did you do? You ran. What did he run for? To bring back a letter. What was wrong with the letter? It lacked the kovod of boyre olam. If you believe a boyre olam as a kol rabbah, you don't write him the 3rd in line. That's all he did. Had he gone another step, he would be able to wipe out the Klal Yisrael. Let me tell you a beautiful mashal, a most beautiful mashal. Zokta mashal, when do we do 3 steps? After Shmoneh Esrei. 3 times a day, we say, Oyse Sholom Bimroimov, we go 3 steps. The covered the Ribbono Shel Olam. What do we say after those 3 steps? Yirotzoyin milfonecho shibone beis hamikdash bimheiro yamin. Zogte mashu. If with 3 steps that Nebuchadnezzar Horosha did, the kovod of the Boreis. He had the power to be machriv the Beis HaMikdash. If we go 3 steps, the kovod of the Boreis, nothing more. We go 3 steps, oiseh sholom v'moimo v'yaseh sholom alayim. The kovod for the Ribbono shel Olam. We have the power that bezchus those 3 steps, you can build the Beis HaMikdash. We can make the end of the Golus and bring the Geula Shleima by what? By 3 steps, the kovod Ribbono shel Olam. You know, we do. Our problem is we do a lot automatically, we don't think. We don't appreciate what it means. We're going 3 steps, the kovod Ribbono shel Olam. Those 3 steps, the kovod Ribbono shel Olam, is enough that due to that, you can end the ganze Yiddish Golus and bring back the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That is the type of schar a person gets for doing a little pula. It's just a little pula. If you only think when you do oiseh sholom, nothing more. I don't need any arizal's kvunas. A poshata oiseh sholom. With my 3 steps, we should be zoiche to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Because those 3 steps of the Mashu has enough in them that there should be a Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the end of the ganze Yiddish. Let me tell you over a Mesilas Yeshurim. Zokta Mesilas Yeshurim. Yispalel tomid al geulas b'nei Yisrael. A person, you know, we daven every day, 3 times a day, for the geula shleima. Zokta Mesilas Yeshurim. Vim yoyma udom. Mi ani? Who am I? Who am I? I'm not fit to daven for Yerushalayim. Do you think just because I daven, the Yeshua is going to come? That means a person thinks, what do I gain by davening Yerushalayim? What do I gain? Do you think the Ribbono shel Olam is going to listen to little me? Zokta Mesilas Yeshurim, Chuvosa Betzido, Ka'oisa Sheshoninu, Lefichach Nivro Ha'odom Yechidi, Kedei Shekolechot Yoyma, Bishvili Nivroilo. A person should feel it is enough for the Ribbono shel Olam to create the ganze große Welt in my honor, that I should serve the Ribbono shel Olam. And he finishes. V'av shelo tase bakushoso. You might ask, if I can bring the Yeshua, if my tefillah is enough to bring the Yeshua, so why doesn't the Yeshua come? I daven every day, 3 times a day, and I try very nicely to be mechaven every day. Why doesn't it come? Mipnei shelo yegia asman. Means perhaps the time is not right for it. Perhaps the Ribbono shel Olam has got a cheshbon. Why he doesn't want to bring the Gula now? But one thing you've got to know: your tefillah is enough to go and bring the Gula Shleim. Your tefillah is enough. Perhaps the Ribbono shel Olam won't bring the Gula because he's got cheshbonos. Does not mean that your tefillah is not enough to bring the Gula Shleima. A person fails to assess what he can achieve with a little puller, with a little tefillah. If a person thinks the Ribbono Shel Olam created a big world, could be all for me. I am choshuv enough to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam in a way that the whole Bria is only made for me and nobody else. That is the chashivas of a little tefillah. Let me add, if I may, perhaps the Ribbono Shel Olam feels as man for the good. Perhaps he's got a cheshbon. Sure he has a cheshbon. And I'm sure that time hasn't come. For what am I able to daven? There's so many things I can daven for, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is only waiting for my daven. When it comes to the Gula Shleimo, there's a date limit. There are cheshbonos. If I daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam for my panosa, perhaps my aliyah, I should be able to daven nicely. That when I learn, I should be able to learn nicely. A person is unlimited to the amount he can achieve with just a little tefillah. Just a little tefillah, you know. Shabbos, Mavachin Achoydash, what do we say? Misha also nisim lavaseinu v'goal oisom me'abdus l'cheirus. Hu yigal oisonu. You might think, hu yigal oisonu means bring the gula shleima. Also true. But yigal oisonu doesn't only mean bring the gula shleima. It means he should take us out of that golus hanefesh. Everybody has a certain amount of golus hanefesh. Everybody has a little bit of a problem here and perhaps a little bit of a problem there. We daven when we come to Mevachin HaChodesh. We daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hu yigal oisonu b'kodoy. Not only the Gula Shleima, but to remove all our little problems which we have. Because if we understand what tefillah is all about, if we understand what a little tefillah can achieve, just a little tefillah without any größer kvonas, if we can bring the Gula Shleima, we can zicher bring the Gula of all the petty things which disturb us every day. That is what we think when we say the Birchas HaChodesh. The idea is a person should assess what is the chashivas of every little pu'ula I do in the right direction. Every little ne'imas to somebody else, every little chizuk, in my davening perhaps, in my avoidus Hashem perhaps, and then we can be sure we'll be zoicher to Yeshua's v'nechomas v'neimah.